told B and B told C, I'll meet you at the top of the coconut tree.
Story night at the Douglas Public Library played out like any other monthly family night. Free food, some crafts, and a very special guest reading books.
Hi, Gigi. Well, it's so nice to meet you guys. And I am a drag queen. And if you've never met a drag queen, this is what we look like. So we have a lot of fun. We like to play dress up and make people happy.
What was she wearing?
Pink tights and a dress, diamonds.
Layers of ruffles. And then in the front, she had like sparkly leggings. Of course, her wigs are always incredible.
That was 5-year-old Autumn Katass and Juno mom, Heather Page Burke, who were in the audience at Juno's first drag queen story hour.
I decided that the kids really needed as much glam as possible. So I have a giant pink ruffle coat over a pink sequins dress with sparkly silver pumps and a big blonde wig.
From the floor, some of the kids listening thought that the drag queen reading childhood classics might have been royalty.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. No, 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 said the small brown dog. If you're happy and you know it, wave your tail, swirl, twirl.
The buxom Gigi Monroe is the creation of James Hoagland, a professional wig designer and producer of Saturday night's sold-out drag review, Glitz. She's known for her bedazzled costumes, lively impersonations of Dolly Parton and Liza Minnelli, among others, and even pyrotechnics.
It's definitely more G-rated than what I normally do in a show, but, you know, it's just trying to connect with people, in this case, very young people, to let them know that whoever they are is okay.
The idea to bring drag queens to Juno's youth came from the Brooklyn Public Library. That library's website says it captures the imagination and play of gender fluidity in childhood and gives kids glamorous, positive, and unabashedly queer role models. Heather Page Burke saw a video from Brooklyn and asked her friend at the Juno Public Library if it could happen here. Burke, who brought her husband and 2-year-old son, says Juno celebrates many cultures, but others are lacking in visibility.
It's great to have literally all colors of the rainbow, and as much as we can expose children to that, the better. Like, then you can see anybody can be anything that their heart tells them they should be and who they truly are.
Amelia Jenkins, who works in youth services for the library, says there were a few raised eyebrows when they announced the event, but nothing people took as far as a formal complaint.
They just wanted to check in, and we just let them know that the library is for everybody and families can decide for themselves if this is something that's right for them. And people took that pretty well.
Hoagland says it took about an hour and a half to get ready for Drag Story Hour. That's about the same amount of time he spends preparing for the stage. Hoagland says no matter the audience, the goal is for them to let go and just have fun.
I think it just kind of gives them a real life example of self-expression, and so maybe they might be a little bit freer to express themselves however they want to, because they see somebody else doing it. So I think it's about kind of providing that real-life example in person.
Giggle, screech, boom, boing, and do your thing. Yahoo!
Yahoo!
The end.
In Juno, I'm Annie Bartholomew.